Good evening. My name is Kevin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from trusting God, anger, and same-sex attraction. Thanks, guys. Please bow your heads on my pray. Father, I thank you for the work you've done in my life and my journey with you so far. I ask that you would grant me boldness to speak with clarity and sharing my story of grace, that the words I speak will become your words to help point others to Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Although I was raised in a loving Christian home, it was very dysfunctional. My father was present in my life. However, he did not take on the role as a spiritual leader. That role was taken over by my mother. When he was born, his father was well into his 50s and didn't have the energy and strength to be able to teach him things that he needed to know as a boy, and his mother, my grandmother, was overbearing in her demeanor and character that was still felt from the time I was born till she passed. My mother came from a God-fearing Christian family. Her parents were deep in the Christian faith that influenced my life as I got older. My parents lived under the roof of my grandmother, as my father couldn't afford to have a roof separate from hers. As a young boy, my world evolved around my grandmother, who spent a lot of time doting on me more than my brother and sister, to the degree of protecting me from what she thought was unfair discipline by my father. There was also turmoil that was created through visits from relatives who displayed emotional instability through verbal disagreements, threats, character assassination toward each other in front of us that contributed to my fear and insecurity. Those insecurities and fears deepened when, at the age of 9, my grandmother passed away. My whole world came crashing down and affected me to the point of telling my mom one night, in tears, that I didn't want to live anymore. I was crushed, hurt, left abandoned with no one to confide in. As a prayer warrior, as influenced from her upbringing, she made the decision to turn me over to God for growth, stability, and protection, as she didn't know what else to do. By the age of 11, I accepted Christ as my Savior, but it was based on fire insurance alone and not on a relationship. The domineering force that my grandmother had projected when she was still alive affected my dad in his ability to stand up and be a man in leading his family. Consequently, I didn't start receiving the discipline that was needed from him until after her death. I responded with fear, crawled back into my shell emotionally, and created a fantasy world built around listening to records day in and day out as a coping mechanism. It later led to resentment and anger. The male bonding that I lacked from my father during my formative years became fertile ground for me in expressing myself and interacting with others in a feminine fashion. I was more interested in hanging out with girls during recess time in grade school than the boys, and led to so many episodes of being bullied by them constantly, which worsened my fear and shoved me further back into my fantasy world. The bullying continued on into high school to the point of where I wanted to retaliate, but couldn't, as I was forced to get along with my classmates or else. I felt powerless, had no way to defend myself, and had to learn to bottle up my emotions and move on with life. It was just the beginning of so many hardships that would lead to issues with self-worth, insecurity, trust, and same-sex attraction. Throughout high school, college, into the working environment, moving out on my own, I still attended church regularly, but my relationship with God was surface and shallow. Within a year after being out on my own, I met a woman who attended the same church where I attended and in whom I had expressed some interest. But due to issues that we were dealing with individually and a couple of phone calls I received from a singles pastor telling me to back off from her, we were not able to have any kind of relationship, much less a friendship. 5 years and 4 churches later, we reconnected and got serious with cultivating a relationship. Despite the fact that we had dealt with our individual issues, there were still red flags that surfaced during our dating period, but I ignored them because I had strongly believed that I was to be married to her. We married despite the red flags, only to have more issues come up in our marriage, and we divorced 3 years later. In the aftermath of the divorce, I began to blame God for violating the trust that I had placed in Him with that marriage commitment. anger, resentment, disappointment, distrust toward God and the church and others within the body of Christ, as well as with others outside of the body of Christ, feel the rebellion in my heart where I turn toward accessing pornography of a homosexual nature that got stronger after I acquired a computer and access to the internet, and working long hours at work just to keep myself busy and maintain the income needed for monthly expenses, as I incurred a lot of debt that needed to be paid off. I was a mess and not with God. The next 5 years, my life became a pattern of trying out new churches, three in all, going through counseling, getting involved as a participant, only to get disappointed several months later and eventually leaving. During this time, a customer at work started telling me about Watermark Church. At first, I was hesitant because I had been hurt through the church as a whole and was not willing to take the risk of possibly getting hurt again. Another 5 years went by before I decided to give Watermark a try, only after God-given circumstances pointed me in that direction. As I started attending Watermark, I met with my friend on a weekly basis and slowly began to open up to him about some of my struggles. One evening, as I sat in front of my computer at home, looking at porn, I felt the conviction to stop looking at it and to confess to my friend about it. Yes, I was nervous about opening up to him and admitting that it was gay porn, an outward manifestation of the struggle with same-sex attraction that had plagued my life since I was a teenager. As I bravely confessed that struggle to him, it was met with grace, love, and encouragement to give regeneration a try. After all, I had shared with him nearly all of my other struggles, and along the way, I discovered that I had an issue with codependency. I didn't have anything to lose, so I gave regeneration a try. Today I know that God was directing where He wanted me. Before God brought me to Watermark and regeneration, I had spent my life living a lie that everything was okay, when in reality I was struggling with deep emotional hurts and disappointments over expectations I had that were not met through church, family, and friends, or those who I thought were friends, and even God. A paraphrase of Romans 1:21 clearly illustrates this point. For although I knew God, I did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but I became futile in my thinking and my foolish heart was darkened. Yes, I knew God, or thought I knew God. I even accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior with the reasoning that I didn't want to go to hell. But in my heart, I was going down a path far away from Him, and eventually into a lifestyle that would have compromised my belief system, which had already been shaken through the pain of divorce. I remembered my first night as I opened up to the men in the newcomers group about those struggles. On my way home from that meeting, I kept telling myself, what was I thinking? I couldn't believe that I opened up that night with a total group of strangers about my struggles. Yet I still went back and continued to be transparent with others in open group. Through regeneration, God showed me that I was not alone in my struggles and not as unique or different from others as I thought. I went for several months in open group, then got placed in a closed group. As I worked on step 4 in my inventory, God showed me that I was not created for the purpose of self-gratification through masturbation. I had also discovered that I had a fear of man that made it even more difficult to connect with others in a healthy way toward working through my struggles. The codependency came from a fear of abandonment. By the time I finished a year later, there was a change that had taken place in my heart. But responsibilities at work got in the way of maintaining my church attendance. The community group that I was in had come to a stop, and I was met with frustration in finding another community group to join. Disappointment set in, so I gave up and decided to quit attending Watermark altogether, only to relapse back into some of the sin struggles within a few months. A year later, I was approached by a neighbor in the apartment complex where I lived who was bold enough to tell me he was attracted to me. I started to cultivate a friendship with him at first, but it quickly turned into an inappropriate relationship, and I found myself interested in him as well. Through God's divine intervention, it became short-lived as he lost interest and eventually moved out of the complex. As this was going on, I got word through my boss that he had lost his lease and was going to have to close the store where I worked for nearly 16 years. I was losing my job. and without Christ as the source of my life and peace, not involved in church, and not being in community, I felt the need to control my own circumstances and was concerned about what was next in the story of my life. I remembered the Careers in Motion job placement ministry here at Watermark and connected with them in getting help that I needed in writing a resume for an interview at a possible new job. But I was still not willing to go back to attending services at Watermark on a regular basis. With the help I got in writing the resume and the coaching needed for that interview, I was able to land the job, but before I started to work there, I assaulted the manager at my old company one evening out of anger over unmet expectations. The need to control had once again consumed me, and I was standing in God's way for what He wanted to do in my life. Frightened and crushed, I reached out to two friends I knew. They responded by encouraging me to go back through regeneration. Only by the grace of God, charges were not filed. Reluctantly, I started to attend regeneration for a second time. While attending groundwork and out of fear, I wrestled with God as to why He was leading me back to regeneration a second time. It became clear that there was unfinished work to be done in my life and especially in my heart. As I got into a closed group and was going through step one, I was willing to admit that I was powerless over the issue with anger, but that was where it stopped. In step two, I found myself having trouble with accepting and receiving God's unconditional love for me and didn't know why. As I spent time with God through the daily lessons, I began to realize that my not-so-good relationship that I had with my earthly father was what kept me from trusting my heavenly Father and acceptance of His unconditional love. After learning more about His nature and character that I thought I already knew, I accepted Christ as my Savior as a gift of His grace based on the trust that I was willing to place in Him. Then I was ready to accept and receive His unconditional love. This is finally when my heart began to change. In step 8, dealing with forgiveness, it states, "We forgive those who have harmed us and become willing to make amends to those we have harmed. It is a transaction between me and God." My relationship with God had deepened at this point, and I trusted Him with releasing to Him the names and places of those that my inventory revealed who harmed me. I even released to God the resentment, anger, and bitterness that I'd had in my heart toward my dad for years. In exchange for releasing those names and relinquishing my right of bitterness to God, He gave me more freedom for fear and insecurity that had plagued me for so long. In step 9, while dealing with making amends, through biblical counsel of my mentor, I was given the challenge to make amends to my ex-wife for bringing damage to the relationship through my self-centeredness and in my failure to love her as Christ loved the church. I questioned God about the necessity of this, as it had been 17 years since the divorce, and she and I had gone our separate ways, and there were no children involved. Under conviction of the Holy Spirit, I placed the call, apologized to her, and asked for her forgiveness for my actions. In doing so, I found freedom for owning my part and place in the call. Ultimately, I found freedom, and God removed the desires from me because I honored Him through direct obedience and not only making amends, but entrusting Him with my will and my life, accepting Christ on that basis, and allowing Him more in my life and establishing a much healthier relationship with Him than I had before. Galatians 5:16 commands, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." When you get to the point of believing who God is, accepting and receiving Christ, choosing to die to self daily, allowing your life to be defined by His grace alone, change is always possible. I had also sensed a spiritual cleansing through the Holy Spirit in the form of a tsunami that went all the way back to when I initially accepted Christ at the age of 11, right up to that moment of making amends. Along with a change in my life, bonding with the men in my closed group as a band of brothers while working through the 12 steps became a source of blessing and encouragement in my life, even during those times when I wanted to drop out. More blessings came as I transitioned into a community group after finishing the program, through which I'm consistently being sharpened by and becoming accountable. Because of my identity in Christ, that I'm now able to fully embrace, and the relationship that I now have with God through Christ's work on the cross. My trust in him gets stronger every day, and I don't have the pull of anger, selfishness, and same-sex attraction that I once had. Romans 12, 1 through 2 states, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The amazing changes that I have experienced and still am experiencing in my life are only as a result of spending daily time with God in His Word, trusting in His unconditional love, and looking to Christ instead of self for security on a daily basis. God has not finished working in my life. The desire for growth and the need to stay connected with others motivated me to take the step of requesting to be placed on the leadership team as a servant leader with a changed heart. Getting the call welcomed me into leadership, leading groundwork groups, and interacting with others on the team all became fertile ground for God's continued work in my life. As a co-leader, walking alongside a group of men working through the 12 steps has also become another tool for God to encourage and strengthen my acceptance of the fact that I can be used by God to accomplish His purpose in my life, as well as the life of others that He loves as much as He does me. It is a joy and a blessing to see His hand at work in their recovery, as encouraged by the authenticity with which I lived my life under His grace. If this is your first time here, welcome to Regeneration. You are in a safe place. It is no accident that you are here. Maybe it's been because of an answer to a mother's prayer on your behalf, as it's been the case with me. And I am here as proof that God does answer a mother's prayer. For those of you who have been here for a while, I want to extend a word of encouragement to you to continue, to persevere, even if it seems hard. It is well worth the effort, and God will honor your efforts. Thank you for letting me share my story of grace with you. My name is Kevin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm giving God the glory for my recovery from same-sex attraction, anger, and lack of trust. Good night.